Good morning. This year we have some complexities when it comes to Pesach, with Pesach starting on Motzei Shabbos. Pesach is starting right after Shabbos. That's going to be the first Seder for those who have two Sedarim. It's going to be the only Seder for those in Israel who have only one Seder. And we have a number of complexities, and Emir Tzishen will talk about the various issues that we will be encountering. It'll take us a number of days, probably a number of weeks. It will get us up to close to Pesach. So the first one that we're going to discuss is the Ta'anis Bechoros, which is the fast of the firstborn that is typically on Erev Pesach. So we go from a fast of Erev Pesach going straight into Pesach. So the firstborn have to fast on that day, or there are certainly opinions that in place of fasting, you can have a siyum on a mesachta, for example, and the person who's making the siyum invites those who would have to fast to the siyum, and accordingly, they can participate, they can eat, and don't have to fast during that day. So the question is, on a year like this, the fast, which is on Erev Pesach is Shabbos, so what do we do with the fast? Do we do it on Shabbos? Do we do it before Shabbos? Do we do it after Shabbos, during Chol HaMoed? So when do we have the fast? So, in fact, the Gemara in Chagiga discusses a situation when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos. So when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, and we're going to learn from Tisha B'Av, when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, we don't make it earlier. We don't have it on Thursday or Friday or something like that, but rather we push it off to Sunday. And the concept that the Gemara discusses is Akdume Puranus Lo Mekadme. When it comes to a calamity, a sad event like the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, we don't make it earlier. We want to push it off. Accordingly, when it comes to Tisha B'Av, we don't make it earlier. We do it later. On the other hand, when we have a fast that is not a calamitous event, for example, Tanis Esther, there was a fast in support of Esther, etc., and the various reasons, but that wasn't a calamity. It was almost, but it was a potential calamity, but it wasn't a calamity. That's not what we're fasting, and accordingly, that can be done earlier. Similarly, the tainis of the Bechoros, of the fast of the firstborn, it's not a calamitous issue that they're fasting. Accordingly, it can be done earlier. So that begs the next question. If we're going to do it earlier, because we're not going to fast on Shabbos, do we bring it to Friday or do we bring it to Thursday? So in fact, we have multiple opinions on this. So the Rambam says as follows, and he's talking in particular about Tanis Esther, Vim Chal Shlosha Asar Ba'adar Lios B'Shabbos, if the 13th, which is Tanis Esther, falls on Shabbos, Makdimim Umis'anim B'Chamishi, we bring the fast Tanis Esther earlier, and it's kept on, it's held on Thursday. So we would say the same thing, just like Tanis Esther, we're making it earlier, we are going to do it on Thursday as opposed to Friday. We would say the same thing with the Tanis Bechoros, make it earlier. In fact, the Magen Mishnah there explains Tanis Esther, why do we not do it on Yom Shishi? Why not on Friday? Why do we do it on Thursday instead? He says as follows, She'ein mis'anin be'erev Shabbos mibnei kavod haShabbos. We don't fast on Friday. It's not covered for Shabbos to come into Shabbos when we are starved. Accordingly, the Tanis Esther is done on Thursday, and we would say the same thing when it comes to the Tanis Bechoros. It indeed should be done on Thursday and not Friday. So that is opinion number one. On the other hand, the Meiri is of the view that the fast is, yes, brought earlier, not on Shabbos, but it is brought to Yom Shishi on Friday, not Thursday. The majority of the Rishonim disagree with this Meiri. And there's, in fact, a third opinion. So opinion number one is that we don't do it on Shabbos. We do it earlier, but on Thursday. The next opinion was the Meiri that we do it earlier, but on Friday. And the Truma Sadeshin brings an opinion, which he disagrees with, but he brings an opinion that, in fact, we don't fast at all in a year like this year, whenever Pesach falls on Shabbos. So the Halacha L'Maisa, the Shulchan Aruch, in fact, brings two opinions. This is the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, Imchal Erev Pesach B'Shabbos. When Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, like this year, Yesh Omrim Shemis'anin HaBechoros B'Yameh. There is an opinion that we fast, the firstborn fast, on Thursday, And there's another opinion that says, V'yishomrim she'ena misanin klal. There's an opinion that says, this is brought in the Truma Sedeshin, that we don't fast at all on a year like this. So there's actually a klal, a principle in the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, when the Shulchan Aruch means two opinions. Yesh omrim v'yesh omrim. There's an opinion that says this, and there's an opinion that says that. We actually paskin like the second opinion, not the first opinion. So based on this, it seems that the Shulchan Aruch would say that in a year like this, we don't fast at all. Nonetheless, the Yechavidas, Rav Avadya Yosef, says that nonetheless, Shetovli Shtatef, it would be still be preferable to participate in a Sudas Mitzvah in order to not have to fast. And in fact, the Ben Ishchai also, as far as he disagrees, he's of the view that the fast is held and it's held on Thursday. Nonetheless, we see the opinion, strictly speaking, of the Shulchan Aruch, that there are two opinions, either keep it on Thursday or keep it, don't do it at all. And the Ramah disagrees, and the Ramah says that we should be noheg like the second opinion, like the first opinion. Don't get too excited, all the firstborns out there. The first opinion, that indeed we fast, but the fast day is on Thursday. So that is the psak of the Ramah, and in fact, the majority of Achronim agree with the Ramah, indeed, that there is certainly a fast day, and that fast day is on Thursday, not on Friday, and it is not nullified at all. And again, there's even a stronger case in that this year to be able to participate in a Siyum and not fast, because it's not in the proper time, it's not on Erev Pesach. Accordingly, the Minog is that we indeed fast if you don't get a Siyum, but we have the fast on Thursday, and the Bechorim oftentimes, if not almost all the time, participate in a Siyum in order to not have the obligation of fasting. Have a wonderful day.